Welcome to the Accessible Aviation Show, where we go through international airports across the world, recording their accessible facilities, members of staff, and other passengers. Here's your host, Jakob Rossin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jakob. Today we are here at Helsinki International Airport, where the trip of our experimental blindie, Johanna Herranen, is going to begin. She's going to fly to Israel, and we have various microphones attached to her this time. And she's gonna picture the various aspects of different toilets to us on board and not on board the planes, as well as in Israel and in the airports. So I will hope that you people enjoy the show. I'm not gonna go to this trip, but she is, and I hope you'll like it. Thank you, and have a nice listening. Ow! Yeah.
It is 5 a.m. and our experimental blind person Johanna Herranen enters the toilet. At this moment, she doesn't know what's waiting for her in there. We will see what happens if she flushes a toilet. At this moment, Johanna Herranen is having her first toilet of the day in the Helsinki International Airport. She eagerly reaches to the button and presses it.
It was kind of like you could get lost in that toilet. I know a lot of songs that say lost in a moment, but maybe I should make one that says lost in the toilet, because that's how it felt. It was almost like a big grocery store. A lot of cubicles, a lot of places for you to wash your hands. Maybe because so many people who go to the airports are afraid of flying, and then probably when it's daytime, a lot of those toilets are occupied. There was nothing too exciting in there. The flush thing was where you expect it to be and all that, so it was pretty easy to deal with, and it was a nice toilety experience.
A flight cruises up in the skies over the sea, while a blind Finnish lady pushes a button in a plane's toilet. All this is new to her. She doesn't know what's waiting ahead. We're about to find out. Now it makes sense to wash the hands.
I've always wondered how it would feel like to feel light and free, be free of all the stress and all that. And to achieve this, of course, I had to let go of all the stress and that stuff in my body, also in the plane. So I went to the plane toilet. That toilet was just a little smaller than ordinary toilet. And also, I'm used to plane toilet doors being foldable, but this one wasn't. It was just a regular door, maybe because it was a toilet of a business class. And the only difficulty I had there was finding the flush thing, which usually seems to be a bit of a problem for me. It looked like a light switch, and it was behind the toilet seat. And since I have learned not to push all the buttons I find, because you never know what's happening, then at first I didn't try it, but then finally I did, and it did what I wanted it to do. So that was also experience with a happy ending.
Next up, Frankfurt Airport.
I had a bit of an adventure at Frankfurt Airport. I was asked by a special friend to go to one special kind of toilet, which is like automated toilet. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to get there because it was in another part of this huge airport. But they took me to one toilet that they called accessible toilet. It was a big toilet. I think two people in a wheelchair would easily fit in there all together, even though you never go to toilet together with someone else. But anyway, it is possible. And there, it was supposed to be accessible toilet. Now, I have to say that it wasn't very accessible for the blind. It took me forever to find the light switch, the flush thing, how to flush the toilet. I was feeling around and feeling around and feeling around, and I finally found this string. And I thought, this is a weird way to flush a toilet, but I thought maybe this is some kind of weird German invention. And I pulled the string, and then I heard this beep sound, and then there is a German male voice saying, hello, and I'm like, oopsie, what did I do? And my first reaction was, I must hide my recorder. No one is supposed to see it. And so I acted really quickly and, you know, put the recorder away. And then, of course, because I wasn't exactly properly dressed, I had to fix that also in case an army of men wanting to rescue me from the bad, bad toilet will enter.
Finally, our experimental blindie flushes the toilet in Israel.
Next week, Johanna comes back from Israel, flushing all the toilets in Israel Airport, flushing them again on the plane, calling emergency again in Frankfurt Airport, and much, much more.